What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Voices that scare people from saying what they believe and make you think twice about a joke or whatever, you know, these things. And, you know, a lot of their points are valid, but a lot of them are also just repulsive. And I mean, they were in that they repel people from they go like, oh, you're no fun. I don't want to be around you. And I think that if you had to boil it down to like one thing, that's kind of what it is. It's like, oh, you're no fun. I don't want to be part of your group.
Okay. Jimmy Kimmel talking about repulsive voices in the Democrat Party and people are not participating in doing their things or being repelled for them. Jimmy Fallon, can you explain this to me? There's a lot of Jimmys in the world right now. Jimmy Fallon with us on the Annie Fry Show. We are so excited to have you here. Jimmy Kimmel, it's like you almost got it. It's like that commercial. Like you almost had it there. repulsive liberal voices. What do you think?
I know, Annie, it is so wild that Jimmy Kimmel lecturing us on repulsive liberal voices, it would be like J.B. Pritzker lecturing us on the obesity problem in this country.
Oh, you know your audience. Like,
you do understand.
Yeah.
You do understand the limitations of this critique, sir, but I don't think he does. I think the biggest problem, like facing people on the left, is a lack of self-awareness. Like, and I say that. As a guy, you know, I dress like a figure skater who let himself go, but I know that. I don't, like, get on TV and pretend it's going well. This is a cry for help. You know that, Annie.
Yeah. It's wild to watch people who have no self-awareness whatsoever. None. It's fun to be around people who completely understand this is what I bring to the table. It is what it is. Then you can have an honest conversation. The Colbert's, like, he doesn't seem to get it at all. He's been canceled, and he still doesn't seem to get it.
Well, he wants to get fired before the firing because he wants like that martyr street cred thing, which, by the way, if you're listening, you know, in St. Louis and you guys want to visit New York and go to Colbert, I get tickets to Colbert. They're $10 to get in and $500 to get out.
This is a hostage situation.
Yeah, you do not want to be there. But that is their problem, is they keep playing to the shrinking audience. Like what everyone was supposed to learn from the Sydney Sweeney controversy is that no one is dignifying this garbage anymore. We're not living in a pretend America where anybody thinks there's a correlation to Hitler because of Sydney Sweeney and her boobs. The CEO of America, I mean, the CEO of American Eagle is Jewish. He was not sitting around in the boardroom going, I've got it. Nazi coding through cleavage. Come on.
Is this one of the most brilliant marketing campaigns? Because how much, like, you think about creating an ad campaign, you know, Jimmy Fallon is speaking with us right now. You've been a part of a lot of marketing. You essentially want people to talk about it. And whatever they're talking, you just want them to be talking. And they couldn't have paid for the amount of coverage that they are getting when it comes to this Gene ad through Sydney Sweeney.
It is amazing. And it's always the case that when people on the left get mad at something, they amplify it to the point that everyone now sees it. Like, this ad would have came and gone in 48 hours in the news cycle. You know, it might have stuck around for 72 in my hard drive. But the point is, most people would have been done with it in 48, and we would have just moved on. But the idea that they not only blew the week on it, but then last week they went, did you see them go in on the German Shepherd last week?
Mm-mm.
Where they were like, oh, last week, I had to cover this on Fox and Friends a couple days in a row. They said, because she has a German Shepherd, that's another sign that this is not the outreach. Except there's one small problem. Joe Biden had two German Shepherds in the White House.
Biting people.
Listen, I said this on my TV show. You got to defend the dog on this one. If you're walking around with a dog nose in a White House with that much cocaine, you'd be hopped up, Annie. You'd be a hopped up gal.
Oh, man, I have no experience, but I'll take your word for it. Jimmy Failla with us right now. You know, watching Fox News's Greg Gutfeld go on to Jimmy Fallon, we were discussing this a little bit earlier on our show, Jimmy, and they're not on at the same time. So it is possible that you can watch Greg Gutfeld and then pick and choose the next person you're going to turn on if you're interested in entertainment and a little bit of lightheartedness. What was Jimmy Fallon's play here? Why have somebody who you could consider to be direct competition, why have somebody like that come on your show and platform them that way?
Well, I do think this is a win for Jimmy Fallon, and I'll tell you why. He did not want to be doing what he was forced to do with his show, meaning go activist and take kind of a Colbert approach to late night. If you remember, he got in trouble during the 2016 election for mussing Trump's hair, and they claimed he had normalized Donald Trump. The only problem with that argument is Donald Trump was the highest rated primetime host on NBC for 16 consecutive years, which means NBC normalized Donald Trump 16 years before he sat down with Fallon.
That's a great point.
If you remember, when Saturday Night Live reacted to Trump winning the election by having Kate McKinnon sing Hallelujah and cry, they were doing so in a season in which Donald Trump had hosted the show. He hosted SNL in June of that year. So how did we go from please say hello to this week's host, Donald Trump, too. We're now living under Nazi rule because the guy who hosted in June is now the president. And it was such performative stupidity, but Fallon had to play along because that's where the late night market temporarily swung because of Colbert. And what Fallon bringing Greg on represented to me was a win for himself behind the scenes, because he was saying to the rest of America, hey, I don't want to be a part of this one note angry thing. So I think that was the play. It was a win for him in programming. In terms of Greg, I just think Greg's audience was confused because they've never seen Greg sit next to someone who uses more hair product than Jesse Waters. They were like, what is this? Oh. What's even happening?
What did you think of Jimmy or of Greg Gutfeld jumping into what looked like an unexpected Jimmy Fallon embrace?
Well, it's a perk of being 5'1". Is if you do that, it's still going to be okay. You know what I mean? You can't do that if you're 6'2". So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was cute. I thought it was endearing. I mean, as a comic, you don't want comedy to be standoffish. You want it to be fun. You want it to be inviting. Because again, comedy doesn't have a political party. Comedy is a party. And if you were throwing an actual party, you wouldn't be asking people who they voted for on the way into your yard. You'd just be like, if you're cool, come in. If you suck, get out.
Yes.
So I rooted for this. I thought it was a good deal.
That's amazing. Jimmy Failla with us right now. And I want to use this as an opportunity where I'm so glad to be working with 97.1 FM Talk here, to be working with you. Jimmy Failla is coming to the Factory in Chesterfield, the same event that we had Brian Kilmeade at earlier this year. Jimmy, he dressed me up as a nun. I didn't know.
He put you in the show?
Yes. And he handed me the nun costume after I got to the event. Didn't know leading up to it that it was going to involve that. But it was a great time had by all. And your event is going to be Saturday, January 24th at the Factory. I think this is the best venue in the entire area to do a show. And Jimmy Failla is coming to it January 24th. And my understanding is tickets are available now.
Let's go. They're at foxacrossamerica.com, or you can get them at the Chesterfield. Listen, Kilmeade told me it was the best venue he played last year, but he just said he had this one nun that really sucked.
I'm not a good nun for a lot of reasons.
That's probably Mark Cox from the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Knock it off, right?
Oh, no, lay off Cox. That's amazing. I love that.
What do you do? Like, what does this show entail? You're talking about comedy as a party. We know you bring that to the table every time you're at a microphone, but people coming Saturday, January 24th to the Factory, 8 p.m. show, what are they going to get?
They're going to get me in my natural habitat. You see, what's happening here at Fox is, you know, I started out as a cab driver and a comedian. I'm kind of a feral cat. And Fox domesticated me, and they taught me how to live in the house without peeing on the furniture. Stand-up is my chance to sneak out into the yard and kill a few birds. So you're going to see a very raw version of what I do on TV and radio. It's essentially an hour of things that would get me fired if I said them on TV. There's a Q&A. There's a meet and greet. I ask politely that you grope my right butt cheek because I got squeezed so many times in Pennsylvania this weekend that if you look at me, I'm sitting to the side. Right now. That's why I'm holding the camera so close to my face, like I don't know any better. I'm leaning on my elbow for butt support right now because somebody with this big, giant Dikembe Mutombo hands grabbed my butt cheek at the end of the meet and greet. For real, Annie? And I hear a voice go, I just need to know what a TV ass feels like. For real. And I said, I'm sorry if it wasn't the one you've been fantasizing about. And he goes, oh, it was. It was.
That's a lot. That's a tall order for St. Louisans at the Factory.
Well, he asked politely.
Yes, he did. It was very kind. That Midwest nice. You'll be just fine here. Jimmy Failla, we're so excited for this event. It's coming in January. Saturday, January 24th, an 8 p.m. show, Jimmy Failla at the Factory. That's my husband's birthday, so I'm going to tell him, like, let's go to a show and maybe we'll make a weekend of it. We're so excited to have you here.
Hot damn. I love it. I can't wait to hang. This is a big deal, Annie.
It is a
you don't
big
need
deal.
Your nun. You don't need your nun costume either. Let's go.
Yeah, thank you.
Work on an outfit for the birthday boy.
There you go. It's not going to be a habit. That's not what it's going to turn into. Jimmy Failla, we're grateful to have you. Come back again on the show. We'd love to have you back.
For sure.
And look forward to seeing you in January.
Oh, you're the best, Annie. Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye. I'm excited about this show. These are the types of shows that, you know, if you've got that Fox News connection, you kind of understand, like you have an entry-level understanding of the company you're going to keep. But after that, all bets are off. So I'm really looking forward to see what he brings and the amount of 97.1 listeners that I anticipate will be at this Jimmy Failla show at the Factory in January. I think it's going to be quite a fun party for people just like you listening right now. And I hope to be there. I'm looking forward to it.
He is so fast. He's so fast and quick-witted. I really enjoyed his show. I didn't know that much about him until we started carrying his show every evening.
He does a great show, too.
When I'm in the car, I find myself staying in the car longer because he just kind of draws you into segments. He uses so many drops. Super funny guy. By the way, I need to point out that you said you wouldn't be in the habit, and it meant two things. It was great end. Good job. I mean, Jimmy Failla brought probably more jokes than you did, but that one was.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Really good.
You said you hated me in the earlier hour, and now
but
you're complimenting
me. But I
said
also that was supposed to be funny.
This just feels like a manipulative relationship.
No, no, not at all. No, no, I'm just genuinely in awe, really, of the double meaning of habit when you said that. I'm like, Jimmy Failla probably now thinks that you're comedic gold.
Why do you
because
say it like that?
Because he already is comedic.
What do you mean? What?
He probably
Jimmy
was very impressed
Failla
by that.
Jimmy now thinks that you are probably...
Yeah. He came into that thinking, well, she's a great host. You know, Ryan thinks that she's good, too. He probably thought that. But then you said that, and he was like, whoa. And he probably wrote it down. You'll probably hear it on his show today. Not that he's going to steal material, but...
Yeah, I'm sure on his show he'll be talking about that St. Louis radio host who wore a nun in Brian Kilmeade's show.
I don't know how he'll work it in, but he's that good.
I have it. Anything else you want to add?
No, thank you.
I think I've done enough here.
No, you did a great job.
Thanks, Ryan.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good interview.
Let's go to break. I don't know what else to do. Can we get back to the other normal stuff when we come back? All right. Sounds good. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Something's in the air. Whoa.
Something big. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.